views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our great host, Deborah Lee.
And our intuitive co-host, Daryl, who is also the hubster. We want to welcome you on this Friday.
So what are we doing this week? We doing psychic soup this week, Deb?
Yes, we certainly are.
Ah, okay. What is psychic soup?
Well, psychic soup is a heady brew, Daryl. It's a hodgepodge of this and that and up and down. Just think of grandma's old big kettle and how she would just start throwing all kinds of things in there and start stirring it up. Well, that's what psychic soup is.
Okay, as long as we're not throwing frogworts and puppy dog tails in there, I think it'll be all right.
No. And those of you who are out there listening to us today, please feel free to call in either for a reading while we're discussing this and that. And also, if you would like us to focus on a certain, say, celebrity or world figure or a situation, or simply if you'd like us to help you decide which outfit to wear on that hot date we have this weekend. So we're open to any and all calls. First of all, though, let's start off on a little bit of a reflective note. One of my all-time favorite leaders, spiritual leaders, mentors, inspirationalists, as I'm sure many of you know, has passed away, and that would be Wayne Dyer, who, oh my goodness, I have followed him for years and years and years, and I would like to simply say that his passing 3 days ago, while it leaves us left in his wake to follow on through his teachings, I would like all of you to know that my intuitive perception, as I have conducted a personal prophecy reading on him as he basically flies away to the spirit level, is that he has left in a beautiful, beautiful white light, and he will always be very close to those of us here on this plane of existence. Now, I did want to ask him, in the spirit level again, what messages he might have to share with us as he now has passed from this realm. And the messages I received from him were, keep life simple, love each other, and enjoy the moment. And I heard him laugh. He said, remember, it's really all we've got. So I think those are three really impressive and inspiring messages that we can take after the passing of this beautiful, amazing, dynamic individual.
Very true, Deb. So we're going to talk a little bit about everything today. We're going to talk about politics, actors, actresses. Just a little bit of everything.
Well, where do you think we ought to start?
I don't know. You pick the one to start with.
Let's see. Well, for one thing, I've been watching all sorts of commercial promotional spots on the internet and also on cable TV and regular TV for the upcoming premiere of the next season of Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
Now, this was always one of my favorite shows. And we still binge watch Grey's quite a bit.
But didn't they get rid of, let one of the lead actors go?
They certainly did. Oh, McDreamy. First we lost McSteamy, and now we lost McDreamy. And, you know, I really feared that the end of that show, the end of the season where Derek Shepherd, Dr. Derek Shepherd, was tragically and suddenly killed off on the show, I thought, well, the whole show has died with him. And there's been much controversy over the months since then. But, you know, I did my cards, and I would like to share that this show is far from...
over?
Yeah, far from over. It's far from flatlining, to use their type of language there. Shonda Rhimes, who is the executive everything behind this show, and the actors, well, let's just put it this way. They have a few very interesting rabbits that they will be pulling out of the hat for this show, and I really think it's going to be able to make a comeback.
Yeah. Isn't one of them, Izzy's coming back?
No, this is still what I see in the cards as being very iffy, where Izzy, as in Katherine Hagel, is concerned, but I really feel that her return will be a big shot in the arm for Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
So I think we can look forward to a season that isn't going to be as lacking in McDreamy as we all thought it was going to be. So that's a very positive thing for me as one of the most committed fans. So now with that, Daryl, I want to ask you about somebody.
All right.
Somebody you kind of took a few minutes to look over and compose some thoughts. Mm-hmm. And that would be, well, we're skipping to politics now.
Yeah, we're going to politics.
Okay. Yeah, you've shared this past week a very interesting perspective when it comes to Donald Trump running for president. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you'd like to share that today.
Sure. Well, start off with he's going to be a paradigm shift for this country. He's not one of your average politicians, lawyers, whatever you want to call them.
Cookie cutter
politician.
Yeah.
He reminds me a lot of my favorite president, which was Ronald Reagan. He was out there. He did what he wanted to do. Hey, he was an actor.
Yeah, and there's many who think that Ronald Reagan was one of the greatest presidents we've ever had.
He was an actor.
Well,
he did great for us country when he was in. And I not pushed my own political views out there, but I think Donald just being
the Donald.
The Donald is going to do a lot of good for us. I mean, heck, the man's brought himself back from bankruptcy twice and he's still a millionaire.
You wouldn't say, though, that on a personal level, you'd like to say, take a cruise with him and go on vacation with him. I'm not that crazy about him.
No.
In terms of his personality, but maybe that's what we need is a bulldog in the White House.
Yeah, we do. Better than the kitty cat we got up there now. Let's run this country into the ground. But.
Well, and also I want to tell you intuitively, I've checked out in the cards and I see that Hillary Clinton is not. She is not just sitting back and watching the grass grow. This lady and her team, they are busy trying to find all sorts of ways to undermine and discredit this man.
Yeah, but she's got enough demons in her closet that she ain't going to get it anyway.
Well, she's got enough on her plate to worry about, that's for sure. But here's the upshot, the ironic twist in all of this. The man's already like off his rocker. So, I mean, Donald Trump is, he's crazy.
Yeah, but he's good crazy.
And he's crazy like a fox, like you said, about his bankruptcies and all. Yeah. So I still say in terms of personal prophecy readings, he's still got one heck of a good shot at winning this election.
Yeah.
So we'll have
possibility.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Now, those of you out there, if you're able, please give us a call. We'll give you a reading. We'll talk with you. We'll discuss your views. Or you can suggest your favorite celebrity that you'd like to have a reading on. So next on our list would be, let's see what we've got. Ooh, the VMAs, Daryl. The little feud between Miley Cyrus and Nicki. The Miley and Nicki feud that's going on. You know, I have to say, in looking at this from the cards, I really feel that a lot of this is simply to generate publicity. I'm really not seeing this as being a very, what would you call it, like an authentic feud. This isn't the Hatfield and McCoys. But I do feel there's a certain amount of jealousy and resentfulness on the part of Nikki. Yeah. She could completely be substantiated. I mean, look at Miley is way out there. She's gotten so flamboyant that in some respects it's downright obnoxious. But the cards have always showed me about Miley Cyrus. The thing is, she's really doing it as a backlash at her parents for having been denied a childhood, for not having been anything but a
cash cow.
Yes. That I love that. Yes. That it couldn't be put in better terms. So I really think that a lot of what they're doing is simply to work up some, you know, get something going. Remember, we're lacking in celebrity juice.
Yeah, really.
So that's what they're doing, is they're just trying to kick up a little dirt and see what can result from it.
Okay. All right, let's take a break here for a minute. Come on, give us all a call. Come on back and visit with us. See you in a few.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lee.
And my just as fabulous co-host, Daryl.
All right.
So I see we have some callers that are waiting for us. Do you think you want to take a call, my dear?
Sure. Let's take Jennifer from Norfolk, Virginia.
Ooh, Norfolk.
Hi, Deb. Hi, Daryl.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, I have a question. I just recently broke things off with the guy that I was dating, but this new person has come into my life, and he actually is someone that I haven't seen since high school. And he reached out to me through Facebook just to say hello, but he and I have been communicating pretty much on a regular basis every day for like the past week now, and his name is Craig. And I wanted to find out, like, what is happening between us or if there's even any kind of future. He just recently, he's actually married, and his wife has basically told him after over 25 years of marriage that she's no longer in love with him, and she's now moving to Europe. And he has is actually fine with that because they've really not, you know, have had a healthy marriage for the past 8 years now. So he was pretty much expecting it. And obviously it's still a loss. And he's tried to convince her to go into counseling with him and everything, but she doesn't want to. And, you know, they're still friends and they're going to have an amicable split and everything's fine. But obviously, he and I are talking, and, you know, we haven't talked about romance or dating or anything like that, and I wouldn't want to do that anytime soon anyways, but I'm just wondering if this relationship is going anywhere between us.
Jennifer, I want you to know that I really think that this has come along at a very opportune time for you to give you a chance to get to know somebody other than the one that you've been involved with, which I feel has been difficult for you to step away from, because there's been a, you know, you've almost been helpless in a sense to this other person from your past. This new relationship, though, is showing me that you have great potential for this to start first on the foundation of friendship, which it already is, and it's going to develop. Now, one thing I want to stress to you is please do not let this move forward too quickly. We want this to take time to develop, to, for one thing, he needs to get further away out of this marriage. Also, I do feel that he's trying to show you his sensitive side, but in reality, I think he's very happy to, he's outgrown this marriage. I think he's very happy to be able to, for the two of them to split is what I'm saying. So, do you see what I mean? That this is going to be really good for the both of you, because it's a new beginning.
Right.
You know, and you don't have to take this anywhere. You can let it move at its own speed. But I do feel that he is going to develop some real feelings for you. And I feel that you will have some for him, too. Just please don't take it to the next level too soon.
Right. Yeah, and the only thing that I'm afraid of is that, you know, because he lives in Florida, well, not Florida, but Georgia, and I live here, and so there's, you know, we don't get to see each other or anything, and what I'm afraid of is that when I see him, that there might possibly be no type of physical attraction or chemistry whatsoever. So I'm almost afraid, I guess, or hesitant to actually meet him, because what if, because, you know, I could see myself really starting to like him, but then be completely disappointed if once I see him, there's just nothing there.
You know, I think that you've raised a very valid point. What I would suggest is that you Skype with him in real time, and then you're going to see if there's, you know, chemistry on a physical level for the two of you. That is, Daryl, you can chime in here. I mean, it's a big part of romance and love.
And nice thing with Skype, you can see each other, you know, video Skype, doing video, so you see each other.
And he can't hide behind pictures that are 10 or 15 years old either.
Yeah, that's right.
But also, you just might find if he turns out to be less than what you imagine as your ideal, the personality, the man with the heart, it might all balance out where you see him, say, through Skype and go, oh, that's my baby, that's my darling right there.
Yeah.
So I think she's got a real chance here with this man. I do.
Yeah. I think she does too.
And you know, long distance relationships are not like they used to be when we all had to depend on the Pony Express and, you know, Ma Bell to get us connected. Now it's like we're all in real time and as close as next door.
Yep.
So I think that would be wonderful. And I hope that you will, you know, slowly pursue this together. I think it's a nice start.
Well, the other issue is that my ex, even though we had decided that we were really fine, it's just being friends, had actually reached out to me just recently. And I was with him just about a couple of weeks ago. But it just, he seems to not want to let go. But he wants his space. So I'm not quite understanding like what I'm supposed to do with him, because he wants his space, yet he doesn't want to let me go. And I don't think he can't even imagine the idea of me wanting to be with somebody else. So I guess I'm just kind of trying to figure out what do I do with him?
Jen, he's an ex for a reason. And you know that reason. Personally, and this is just a guy talking to somebody that's, you know, he's talked to before. He wants his cake and can eat it too.
You know, I really hate to agree with you because I always want to expect better of the men I perceive in cards.
Yeah.
Realistically, I think he's very comfortable with you. He feels very familiar. And there is a hot passion there. But I also want you to know that I think that he's talking to someone else. I am seeing another woman here in the cards. And in the meantime, he's, like Daryl said, he's enjoying the cake and he's got the cake. And
he wants the other half of it, too.
Yeah. So I think this new man has come along for you, hon, to help you to take that step out of this relationship where when he reaches out, well, I think he's looking for aid and comfort, but not necessarily of the emotional kind, if you catch what I'm saying.
Now, I will tell you that when I was with him a couple of weeks ago, I was at his house, and when we woke up in the morning, there was a woman for 3 hours knocking on his door and ringing his doorbell because she saw my car outside his house. Is that the same woman?
I'm going to have to admit it is, yeah.
Okay.
He's got a lot of relationship on his hands there.
He is in a relationship with that woman because he told me that he was not.
I don't know if it's a full-blown relationship yet, but boy, in her mind it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say probably about 80 to 90% positive it's full-blown.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she wouldn't have spent 3 hours beating on his door.
Right. And I at that point, I thought maybe he had ended it, and that's why she was upset. But are you saying that it's actually still going on?
Well, I think she cases his house, and she lies in wait for him. This one has some real obsessive qualities. And he's going to have a real difficult, you know, you might want to think of this as he's getting what he's got coming in a sense.
Yeah.
Because he has sat on the fence with you for a very long time.
He told me that she thought that she was like fatal attraction.
No, I think there's more to this than he's telling you.
Okay.
Okay, and the less you see him, the better. So we're going to have to break here soon. So, Jennifer, I'm hoping we've been of some help to you, but I think it's time to turn yourself toward the future.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, I think I'm going to schedule an appointment with you, Deb. So I'd like to do that. Hopefully, maybe if you're available this weekend, I'll text Daryl and see if you have any availability later.
Actually, I am available this weekend. So for you or anyone else that may like to pop into the Healing Phone or to receive a phone reading, let me know. You can email me at Deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com Or you can phone me at 757-779-7592. So, Jennifer, okay, I will look for your phone call, okay?
Okay. And also, just to give you a heads up, Deb, I think my ex is going to call you to schedule a reading as well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I just wanted to give you and Daryl a heads up on that as well.
Yes, and plot thickens.
Yep.
All right, Jennifer, you take care now.
Okay, thanks, Deb. Thanks, Daryl. Okay, bye.
All right. Well,
there
we go.
It's
never a dull moment around
here.
And
that's what, becomes so life-filled about this method. You really feel invested in people's lives.
Yeah, it is. You do. But, yeah, it's wonderful little city.
I see we have Casey waiting in the wings. How about if we pick up with her after the break?
Right. We'll pick Casey
in the meantime, how about if we throw out another quick little celebrity prediction? You know who's big in the news these days is Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck. And, I guess we're going to wait. Well, I'm sorry, I'll have to wait till you come back from break.
All right. Let's get a break. Give us a call. We're waiting to hear from you.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hey, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Well, you left us hanging there, Deborah, with Ben and Jennifer Garner. What's going on here?
Well, I wanted to let you all know that as I've followed them in the press, the cards are showing me a horse of a whole different color. They're showing me that all of this, in a sense, has been engineered by Ben in order to be able to free himself. Now, Daryl, tell me, what is it about men that you can't just man up and say, this isn't working for me, and I need my freedom, and I'm sorry. I know you're going to put like 10 knives in my back, but I gotta walk.
It's too easy that way.
So to make a woman crazy and miserable.
Basically, we don't want it to be our fault. So we make it look like it's their fault and make them make the decision of, yes, I'm leaving. So,
well, this is the situation I'm perceiving, is that Ben really wants to go back to his party boy days.
Oh, yeah.
He tries to become a family man. However, it's a mold he just cannot feel comfortable in. And I'll put, Jen on the stand here, too. She's a bit of a possessive woman. She's a bit of a martyr. I'm doing all the work while you're out playing, and yet the thing is, she did not have those children by herself.
Nope.
So there's a shared responsibility here, and I just feel it's going to get uglier before it gets better. But I've not seen this nanny as being a reason for him to want to end his marriage. Mm-hmm. He just wants his freedom.
Right.
Okay. Now,
all right. Let's go to Casey from Chicago.
Casey.
Hi, guys. I actually think Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner are a lot more interesting than anything I might talk about.
Oh, I don't know.
Just saying. I have two things I was hoping to get some input on, but I don't want to hog the queue here for the callers, so I'll prioritize.
You're good.
Hope they're quick.
You're good.
Okay, the first is, I'll say a smaller one. It's somebody that a man that I met, he's in his, I think, 50s, white hair, blue eyes, has one kid, divorced or at least separated, and he sort of accosted me in Whole Foods. I don't mean in a bad way. It was just sort of this fun, spontaneous thing, a very three of spades thing.
By the cantaloupes or?
No, over Greek yogurt.
Well, it's a great place to meet women, the grocery store.
You know, you get me at my passion. I will read labels for anybody. Usually it's
lost.
Older women who come up to me to ask me, what should I buy? Should I get this? And I always know.
Oh, well, that's great. So this is where you
funny.
Had your meeting, your first meeting?
Well, we met that way, and we haven't we've tried to schedule a lunch or something, but it hasn't worked out yet. Not that I've been that eager to do it. My sense is he's not a romantic interest for me, but it was a really fun meeting and someone I thought that seemed I need to do something with him, but I don't know what, and I certainly don't want to lead him on in a romantic way.
Well, okay. I'm going to lay out your cards here, and we're going to take a good look. Do you feel attracted, Casey?
Well, I mean, I love talking to anybody who's spontaneous, but that's, you know, like I said, the older lady in the bananas is just as interesting for me as the old guy in yogurt.
I hear you.
It's not personal in that sense, you know? No, I don't feel like there's a spark there, but, you know, I tend to be too work-focused anyway.
Well, then this will put your mind at ease. He's just looking to have a nice female friend. I'm not picking
okay,
up
good.
On anything more than that. He's
oh, good.
A bit starved for conversation and having a good time with no strings attached. I mean, this man is not going to make any kind of passes at you of any sort unless you open the door. And even then,
okay.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm saying yay, good.
Because... Also, he's been put in your path because I feel he has some career advice for you or a connection that he can put you in touch with. He has a network that he's somehow involved with that I'm picking up here that he's going to make an introduction for you. Or you know how it is when somebody knows somebody and they can, you know, put in a little bit of a good word for you or... get you 5 minutes of time with somebody. Well, this is what I sense from him, that he may not look like he's that connected, but in some ways, this guy is coming through in your cards as a rock star. So right now, all he wants is some nice platonic female companionship. That's all.
Well, that's great, and I definitely got to sense, because you've taught me how to read cards, I'm just not laser-like like both of you, but I sensed that it was more career and that it was something, as you said, but you always say it perfectly.
Well, sometimes it's
and
hard
spot
to find
on.
Words for what I'm feeling intuitively from the cards, so that's why sometimes I'll struggle a little bit. But isn't this nice, though, to be able to know what a relationship is all going to be about before you even embark into it, really? I mean, that's one of the huge benefits of personal prophecy, because you
totally can... it's to keep you from stepping in it.
Yes.
Yes, there are some very large holes out there filled with things that we don't want to step in.
Yes. So, yes, and I think he is going to be able to become a very nice friend for you, too. And you could certainly use someone of his caliber and his stature. So I think a Greek yogurt date is in order.
It's Chipotle, because I said it has to be non-GMO. But
yes. So
if there's time, I do have one other thing that I was hoping for your feedback.
We have time.
I feel I was fingers crossed getting lucky today, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
All right. So what's your other one, Casey?
It's a small maneuver, but a big maneuver. I have been on deck or in holding the reins of my dad's somewhat dissolved company to bring it back to life the last couple of years. And it seems like I've been running into brick wall for the last 4 years on this. And things kind of came to a head just because the other people are my family, very talented, very intelligent brothers and sisters, but doesn't mean that we could all work together in a way that makes sense. So I had made a decision, and it felt like I didn't really have a choice, that, you know, it's not my destiny, as hard as it was for me to hand it back. And I just wanted your take on that to see if it, you know, that was sort of the answer, that if I was running into brick walls after so long, it's sort of a clue that this isn't, it's not that I'm a glutton for punishment, that it might be an answer that it shouldn't be this hard. I should just take my
energy and vision elsewhere. Are you saying you're giving it to your siblings to take, to deal with, or?
Yeah, my two brothers who, quote, volunteered. And
well, I have seen your brothers in the cards, so I know.
Yeah, and my sister as well. Yes. Has been a stimulus, you might say.
Yeah. Were they, did they volunteer, or were they voluntold? With my ex-military background, I've been voluntold a few times.
I love that. I've never heard that before. I might borrow it from you and give you partial credit.
You can borrow it anytime you need it. Nothing I have is patented.
No patent on that. I'm voluntold. It's a good one.
Casey, they are really going to turn this into what it should be and what it could be and will be. All right? You aren't losing your familial interest in it, are you? I mean, won't you?
Well, I'm still on the board.
In it?
I'm still on the board. But I've kind of washed my hands of any operational day-to-day management stuff.
If they go about this in the manner that I'm perceiving, and it appears to me that they are a couple of masterminds, they are going to reap millions and millions of dollars from this genius. I don't know even what word to use, prototype or it's something that is going to be revolutionary, you know. And,
well, that's
and
good. It's just frustrating because I've been trying to get to do that with them for the last few years, and it just seems like they can't even answer texts. They won't respond to simple requests, and stuff just drags on forever. And then for them to take it over and do what I've been trying to do with it for a few years with them, it, you know, it feels bad, but it doesn't. It doesn't mean it's wrong. I can get over it. It's just, you know, ruffles feathers.
This is your father's legacy, so I would hope that you'd be able to share equally in it, as, you know, a member, as one of his offspring. And I would imagine there's a role that you can play in all of this. But I do feel that I just feel the timing is right. The people are coming together. Have you already relinquished it to them?
Well, they haven't even responded to the business items that I sent them, which is part of the thing. You know, one is an intellectual property lawyer. The other guy works in Hollywood. He's an artist.
Yeah, I'm not it's sure. Not, you it, should,
no. It shouldn't I be that hard for them to respond to an email and a text.
Before you fully hand it over, I would really consider what you've got here. Because it's big. Daryl, any thoughts?
Yeah, just be careful. That's, you know, make sure you're making the right decisions before you let it go.
I mean, they can definitely spearhead it. They do have, you know, quite a bit of expertise of their own to bring to this. But you don't want to get lost in the shuffle either.
Well, that's good. And I don't want to drag on with this. I just, you know, a few years ago made that pitch to them. That since after I took it over, they have their own production company. And my pitch to them was that we join forces because it's the same vision, it's just different mechanisms, right? One is more visual media, the other is more print content development media, and it's the same point. And well, they're all agreed, you know, on paper, but then it comes down to putting pen to the paper and accomplishing one tiny little thing after another and just been dead, nothing.
Well, it's coming into its time of becoming what it is intended and should be. So just keep yourself in the mix of all of this because you don't want it to get away from you. You know, and I know your family situation with the different players and all, and we want to make sure that it stays on the up and up. And Casey, I'm sorry we have to go to break.
Okay, thank you so much. You guys are awesome,
so
and
welcome.
I love psychic soup.
We thank love it
you. Take care, you too. Bye, Deb. Bye, Daryl.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to break. Come on back. Give us a call and come on back and visit with us.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life, your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show, Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back to Psychic Soup with Deborah Lee, our psychic love doctor today.
And our fantastic co-host, Daryl.
So, what do we want to do next? Well, do we want to take our next caller?
I think we should go to the next caller,
right.
Yes.
Let's go to Raul out of Seattle.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to talk to you.
Great.
Oh, that's good. We're excited to hear from you.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I have nothing going on in my love life, and in fact, I haven't had a relationship for a while. So I wanted to hear if you have any advice of what do I need to keep working on, or has anything come up, or whatever your advice might be.
Well, tell me as I get your cards all. I almost said hot and bothered, but as I get your
cards, as she gets your cards warmed up.
Yeah. What would you like for yourself if you could have whatever you wanted in the way of a future right now? What would you hope for in terms of a relationship?
I hope not to be like a Ben Affleck kind of a guy because I've had my run-offs. I haven't never had a family. Like I've never been married.
Right.
But I do would like to have a serious relationship. I would like to build a relationship. I would like to have somebody, you know, a strong relationship. I think I'm kind of done with the playing around, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm not saying that I don't like it, but I'm just kind of done with that. It's, I want something deeper.
And what type of individual are you looking for in a partner?
Individual in a way, you know, like a female, but smart.
Personality. And,
personality, yeah. Looks, you know.
Oh, bubbly, happy, you know, exercise, you know, super eat. Clean eating, you know, fun stuff, yoga, the whole thing.
Okay. We'll have, sounds like an interesting person there to have a relationship with.
Well, be careful now. When you put something out there like that, as my grandmother used to say, the four suits of the deck are the equivalent of the four elements of creation. And when we think we don't have much going on in our lives, that's when we are prime for all sorts of wonderful things to start happening. So let's see what we can do for you.
I love what you said.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but you have all sorts of admirers. There are people all around this man that would absolutely love to approach him, to consider them as a potential dating partner, but I don't know if you give off that you're too busy or maybe a little hard to get, but for some reason your cards are telling me that you give the essence of being unapproachable. So that might be something to work on a little bit. Be a little more receptive when you're, say, encountering people walking down the street or you're having a cup of coffee somewhere.
And if all else fails, go to the grocery store and look lost.
Yeah. That's right. Well, my perception is that right now you are in a period that is filled with question marks, but you know, the cards are actually indicating that you are purposefully taking a path towards your future mate. And this is going to be quite a soulmate connection for you. Now, Daryl, you and I know what this is like from, you were in my cards for 2 years.
Yeah.
And you were having visions out on a Navy warship about the woman for you. But
right.
The timing had to be right.
And had to be.
And this is what I'm perceiving for you, my dear. Right now, if you could put faith in the fact that there is someone for you and this wonderful person is coming to you, you're going to only be manifesting that abundance and drawing it closer to you. Think of yourself as a magnet, and your desire, your wish for a family to be happy, you know, the whole nine yards, the picket fence, you name it. Somebody who does yoga, somebody that loves all your interests. You put that out there and you believe it. If imagine being a magnet, you are going to literally draw that individual to you.
Just manifest.
Yeah, you were just giving me such a great confirmation, because that is what I've been doing. And I do notice people coming along, but if I don't feel it or if I'm not attracted, I cannot let it go, because it's just, I think it's like a little bit of a waste of time.
It is.
Right. Yeah.
If you think about it, if you're a very needy desperado and you have to just grab onto anybody that goes by, which women are very much guilty of doing, if you are emotionally needy, you will waste your time on every single person that comes along. But I feel you already know what would feel right for you. I see that you've had some different encounters in the past that didn't go quite as... We all have that. Lessons learned.
Yes.
And you know precisely what it is you're really hoping for. Will it help if I tell you that you have a beautiful family ahead? A marriage that is going to be made in heaven. And
oh, that's awesome.
And I'm seeing three darling little kids. Very possible two of them are twins. Oh. Twin boys.
Yeah.
Wow, well, that's a lot of work, but I will take it. I have fun.
Well, they are. Next week we have a really great show coming up that's going to be on how to achieve our hopes, wishes, and dreams. I'm going to be sharing this really dynamic visualization that I have used and many of my clients have used. I actually created it with my grandmother. So I just would like you, if it's possible, join us next week. And
okay.
Call us in again, and we'll see what more we can do. We're a little bit pressed for time right now, but I'm so glad we got you in and that we can now start charting your progress toward happiness, love, and success. I love that.
Oh, thank you very much. You guys gave me just a great information, and thank you. You guys have so much fun. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. It's an awesome future, hon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Blessings to you both.
All right.
Well, Daryl, I know we're running short. Let's remind everybody we have an app. If you have an Android or a
iPhone,
go wherever it is you get your apps. It's totally free of charge. It's called Psychic Love Doctor. You can give yourself readings. People find it scary good. Some people are mad at it because they don't like the advice they get.
Well, that's because they're not listening to what the cards are saying.
Exactly, and I don't always get the answers I want either, but yep. They end up being really dead on.
Yes, they do.
Also, if any of you are interested in becoming a professional practitioner, I am the only living subject matter expert for this method called personal prophecy. It would be my absolute honor and privilege to teach you. So please email me, Deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com. Or you can also reach me here through the Transformation Talk Radio website. Right. Daryl, what would you like to...
I don't know. You covered the teaching. You've covered the
also, we phone readings.
There you go.
We can do phone and email readings. If you're local, you can hop on in here to the Healing Fountain and meet us in person. So get in touch. We're going to be here next week. With bells on.
Yes, we will.
And we want to thank everybody for, you know.
The great show.
Yeah, listening
great
to
time,
us.
Great time. Great conversation. Everybody have a good weekend.
Stay safe, everybody.
Yep, stay safe. We'll enjoy the weekend.
See you next Friday.
We'll see y'all next Friday.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.